It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. KMTS Connections connects you to everything that matters in the Roaring Fork Valley and beyond. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Corporal Garrett Duncan from the Rifle Police Department is here, gearing up to host a big canine challenge, a statewide thing. Police dogs from all over the state of Colorado will be coming to Rifle to participate in a number of different events during Western Adventure Weekend. Great. In Rifle this weekend. So kind of a fun time. And those of you that may remember the name Tulo, Tulo is the retired police dog from Rifle that retired, was it last February?
No, it was just this January.
It was January, okay.
Yep.
And will be participating in some of these events as well. Mm-hmm. How many dogs will be coming here to compete?
We have 22 teams. That includes a couple of retired dogs such as Tulo and then retired Joker from Grand Junction Police Department.
And are these, again, from all over the state of Colorado?
Yeah, we have Montrose, Delta, Rout County, Rifle, Garfield, Glenwood. I think we have Aurora, Denver County, Jefferson County.
It seems that, you know, back in the day, 30-some years ago, you know, the canine, the dog and the police vehicle, seemed like it was almost a big city thing. You know, it wasn't as common in smaller departments then, I don't think, as it is now. You think that's just because of the usefulness of the dog as a tool? And plus, you know, they work for food.
Yeah, no, I mean, canine programs can be pretty expensive. You know, you get a specially outfitted vehicle, you know, vet bills, dog food, you know, specific equipment you might need for training and, you know, all that stuff. But now I think they've just become quite the asset to all departments, and everybody's starting to see how great in the community they can even be.
Has it been expensive retraining police dogs in the last, say, 10 years? I'm talking about, of course, the legalization of marijuana in Colorado specifically, because that is one of the things that police dogs looked for up to that point, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, smelled for.
Smelled for, yeah. We didn't get hit by it too hard because ultimately Tulo retired, and we got him on the retirement list now because he was getting pretty old. He was about 10 and a half, almost 11 when he retired.
Which is probably pretty old.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, he could have probably went a little bit longer, but we found out he had pretty good arthritis in his shoulders and stuff. So he wasn't getting around very well anymore. But I do know that some agencies have, you know, retired dogs that were trained on marijuana. Really, I think what they're going to become with dogs that are trained on marijuana are specialty dogs. Garfield County has a deputy school resource officer, Deputy Worley. She has Bull. He'll be here this weekend. And they're assigned to Coleridge.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And of course, just like police officers do different things, police dogs also do different things. They're trained for different things. Mm-hmm. Last time we went to Disneyland, they actually had a bomb-sniffing dog. I couldn't tell you what breed it was, but it looked the exact opposite of anything you would expect from... Mm-hmm. You think police dog, you think, you know, the big, buff German Shepherd, mm-hmm. and this thing looked like he would be just as happy laying on somebody's lap.
Yeah. All kinds of dogs can be used just as long as they have the correct drives that you might be looking for. There are dogs that will be better at certain things, like apprehension work. You know, you'll probably see your German Shepherds, your Malinois, your Dutch Shepherds. For a lot of just detection work, like we do here in Rifle, we use labs. They're good for, you know, drugs, tracking, bombs, really kind of you can train a dog to find just about anything.
Sure. Then, of course, the fire department, that would be the Dalmatian. That's why they used the Dalmatians, because they were keen at being able to smell smoke, I think. Like,
I don't know a lot about those, yeah. But I do know.
I've never seen a Dalmatian police dog, put it that way.
Yeah. No, well, everybody still looks at me kind of strange because I've had, you know, a lab on the road for 10 years now, and they're like, well, what's this? I'm like, I don't have a reason for an apprehension dog. I'm partial to Labs. I grew up with Labs. So we'll get him out here. He's cute. Everybody loved him. You know, I'm talking about Tulo. And yeah, it's helped me get out into the community and really foster that relationship.
Now, of course, you want people to show up this weekend and kind of check out what happens at the fairgrounds. Again, that's from 10 to 2 this Saturday.
Correct.
At the Garfield County Fairgrounds in the, which arena, outdoor, indoor?
It'll be in the indoor arena.
Okay, in the indoor arena. Again, 22 different animals from across the state of Colorado, including Tulo and maybe one or two other retired canines from around the state. If folks want to check out more, they can always check out Rifle Police Department K9.
Yep.
It's the letter K, the number 9, not canine spelled out. Don't make the mistake I made. You won't be happy with the result. Are you still looking for donations? I mean, are you, obviously the Rifle Police Department is putting this on, so you're bearing the brunt not only in terms of man hours. I'm sorry, what would be the politically correct term in terms of hours that
hours,
the police department
yeah.
is putting into it anyway? And are you looking for volunteers to help out? Or
yeah, we did end up doing a sponsorship list. I think we've kind of reached the point where it's a little late for sponsorships, just to make sure we can get them on shirts and other event stuff. But we're still taking donations. We do a raffle throughout the event where we will raffle off. Let's see, we got sides of beef. We've got a whole pig, Broncos tickets. We've got some Rockies tickets. What else? We gift certificates to like the caverns and Iron Mountain Hot Springs. We have all kinds of stuff that people have donated for the raffle.
And everybody can participate in that.
Correct. Well, actually, we're selling those, and we have been, but we'll also be selling them at the door or somewhere inside the day of.
Okay. And again, that's this Saturday from 10 to 2, the indoor arena at the Garfield County Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We will take a quick break, come back, and visit a little bit more about canines and why they're important to police work in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're visiting with Corporal Garrett Duncan from the Rifle Police Department. They are hosting the Colorado Police Canine Association Canine Challenge this Saturday at the Garfield County Fairgrounds in the indoor arena from 10 to 2. If you want to learn more, want to check in, search Facebook for Rifle Police Department K9. Again, letter K, number 9, which this day and age is probably how most people would spell it anyway. I'm probably the only weirdo that still spells it C-A-N-I-N-E. Anyway, you mentioned that there are a number of events that the dogs will be participating in this Saturday. And again, it kind of runs the gamut. You know, we mentioned not all police dogs do all the same type of police work. So tell us what some of the events will be.
Well, we'll have events. I think we're starting off with like an obedience course. Well, you know.
Always important.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when it comes to the other side of work that some dogs do, like the apprehension, yeah, obedience is very important. And it's fun. Let's see, we'll go into.
So what types of, I mean, obviously it's more than just sit, stay.
Actually, some of it is. What we'll be doing during this is doing, you know, having our dog heel to us and follow us, and we will have him, you know, down. We'll walk away, recall him to us. You know, do some spins, maybe even the hokey pokey, and we try to have a lot of fun with it. So it'll be a lot of different stuff like that. I'm trying to remember the one from last year. But then I think we're going to end up rolling into even an agility course where dogs and handlers will have to go over, you know, certain obstacles, crawl under some hay bales, you know, walk a little bridge, little teeter totter, a bunch of little things like that.
That's so interesting. So when you're talking about apprehension, I know that the, you know, laws about workplace safety obviously apply to police officers and firefighters, and you're always having to, what's the word I'm looking for? I guess reconcile the two, you know, what do the rules say based on what the job is and what you expect to accomplish? I imagine a dog could be a great tool to that extent. You know, some places that department policy or, you know, those workplace safety rules would apply to you may not necessarily apply to the dog. So you can send them, I know we're saying it's a little bit more dangerous, but yet the dog can go in places you and I can't get.
Yeah, exactly.
And probably a lot faster as well.
Well, that's one reason why a lot of agencies will have any kind of canine unit. It's almost a, you know, I've heard force multiplier. Mm. Dogs work fast. They can get into different places. You know,
you think a dog would be more intimidating than a person too?
And that actually happens a lot also. You know, just the sound of a dog barking can sometimes make people, you know, well, give up.
Comply.
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. That's a better word. So, yeah, I mean, and they work fast for, you know, locating narcotics because their noses are so great, you know, upwards of 100,000 times better than ours. And then same with, you know, they can search, they can run around in a field and find something that's been thrown out in a field in a matter of minutes where it might take 3 or 4 cops, you know, 30 minutes.
So it's not just about finding people. It's about finding evidence as well.
Yes.
You know, it's so interesting. I kind of consider it as something a little bit different, like the tracking dog, you know, when you get the big manhunt or that kind of thing. Uh-huh. And you think about that being maybe something someone else or a different agency would bring in. But have you searched for evidence with Tulo from time to time? I guess I'm asking you about that because the Mackay is Tulo's stepbrother? What would you call him?
I don't know. Replacement.
Mackay is the new one. Mackay is the rookie, whereas Tulo is the veteran. I guess that'd be one way to put it.
Well, with you know, dogs get trained to do a lot of different things, from their apprehension work, if you have, you know, a dog for that, narcotics work, tracking, evidence recovery. And Tulo and I, with the years that he was on the road, we did all of it, except for the apprehension part, obviously. And we helped out a lot of agencies throughout the entire valley. You know, we've helped out Colorado State Patrol, Carbondale, Silt. I think I've helped out just about everybody around here.
It's kind of the thing, because not everybody has canines in this area, right?
True.
I know a lot of them do.
Yeah. We've got a lot more dogs. We were down to really just a couple dogs there for a couple years, but Garfield County recently got 3 or 4 more.
Wow.
Silt has a dog now.
The point being, everybody helps everybody else out. If they have a resource that, if another department or agency has a resource that you don't have, you can ask for help and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Something I've always been curious about. So I mentioned the bomb sniffing dog, I assume, that we saw at Disneyland. He was actually letting kids come up and pet the dog and talk to it. I always thought that was a no-no. I always thought that a police dog was kind of, you know, kind of like a working dog, if you will.
Right.
And it was, you know, I'm working, please don't touch me, that kind of thing. Is that true?
It can be. I mean, the best thing I've always told everybody is ask first, because you don't really know what's going to happen.
Fair enough.
That's good advice for any dog you might come across.
Right.
And sometimes, you know, if the dog's just there to work at certain times, you know, he might not be working at that moment. It's okay to ask. You know, the handler, whoever's in charge of the dog, will say, no, we're currently working, because I've had to do that before, even with Tulo. And then, no, go ahead, you can pet him. And it's good to ask, because some of the dogs that work in law enforcement might not really like people very well. So
just like the police officers, right?
No, we like people, but you know, everybody's got their thoughts. So
everybody has their own personality though.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
You know,
yep.
and mood. And again, as a canine, as a handler, you live with that dog 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, when you're working and when you're not.
Yeah.
So you guys kind of get a feel for each other.
Yep. No, I spent more hours with Tulo than I have with even my own family, it seems like. Yeah.
And I imagine being a lab would add a whole nother element, because you see, you know, a German Shepherd, like I say, it's the stereotypical police dog. Mm-hmm. So you may not even think about it, but a cute black lab or a chocolate lab. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. My daughter would be all over that.
No. And it's been great for us in the community. We do all kinds of public, you know, engagements. We've been to Vacation Bible School. I've done little classes and little demonstrations at I think every school in town. You know, we do our bike rodeo. We go to all these things, and people love to just come up and say hi. And Tulo was pretty good about it. Makai's still learning his manners in that obedience area a little bit. So, but he likes it too, you know, especially because Tulo's not as playful as he used to be because, you know, he's getting older. And Makai likes to bounce around a lot, so.
Okay, so he may get a little cranky with the younger one from time to time.
Yeah, I've seen that, yep, certainly.
What is the process for becoming a police dog? Do both of you have to go to school and learn together, or how does that work?
Well, I guess to kind of a quick from start to end is, you know, you select your handler who you think is going to have the best personality for it and be willing to put in the time because it's a commitment, and you lose a lot of time at home because of call-outs and training and everything like that. So then you pick that person, you select the dog. A lot of people do go to different vendors, and they go to training for anywhere from 6 to 12 weeks. In our case, we actually did our training in-house. We did end up going to a handler school that was a couple weeks long just to kind of, you know, finish up and fine-tune a few things. And then we go and get certified through either any certifying agency. We actually use Colorado Police Canine Association, which is who's the events for this weekend. And then we also do the National Police Canine Association. Once you get certified, you keep doing your regular training. Have to have about the industry standard is 16 hours a month.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
16 hours a month.
Yeah. And in small agencies, it's hard to get that.
Especially when you don't exactly have, you know, 30 extra people that can fill in for you while you're doing training.
Yep.
You still have to do your regular job too. Wow. What a commitment.
Yeah.
Not just from your standpoint, but from the agency's standpoint, because that's 16 hours a month that you may not necessarily be available for a call out or that kind of thing.
A good chunk of the time, you know, agencies will try to do it on a handler's day off. So yeah, and you know,
so that's a day off for you.
Yeah, that's where, you know, you lose some time at home or some of your downtime because you're gonna head to training. We do pretty good about trying to get our training while we're working to the best of our ability. Sometimes we come in on our days off, you know, finish filling up a few hours that we might need and stuff like that.
Again, you can learn more. Just search Facebook for Rifle Police Department K9. Again, the event is this Saturday at the indoor arena at the Garfield County Fairgrounds. We talked about obedience and agility. What's the word I'm looking for? Competitions, challenges, I guess you might say. Again, it's all part of the Colorado Police K9 Association. Who decides, by the way, where this event? It's once a year, right?
Correct.
Who decides where this is? Did you not show up for a meeting, and or how was that decided?
I offered. I didn't realize. I have a whole new respect for people that plan events like this because I didn't realize what it was going to take. But yeah, I offered. I really enjoy doing the things out in the community like this, and I've had a lot of fun. This will be the fourth year in a row we've done it over here on the Western Slope. There was a few more over on the Eastern Slope a few years back, but consistently, we're here on the Western Slope. We did Fruita for 2 years. We were in Montrose last year, here this year, and then next year, I'm not sure where we'll be quite yet.
Whoever doesn't make this meeting.
Pretty much, yeah.
Again, 22 different animals that you can see do what they do. Again, obedience, agility are a couple of those areas, and there are more. We'll talk about those and wrap things up when we come back. Again, so if folks want to get in on the raffle, obviously show up Saturday between 10 and 2 in at the indoor arena. Otherwise, just find is the entire police department involved? Can they stop by the front desk?
Yeah, our front desk should still have a few floating around. I have some. You can, you know, message me on our Facebook page.
Gotcha.
And I will see what it'll take to get you some. But then again, too, if you plan on, and for the raffle, you don't have to be there to win. So, if you do fill out any of the tickets because you bought raffle tickets, make sure you at least put a phone number and a good name so we can call you later.
Not an alias.
Yeah.
And some of the things that will be part of that raffle include a beef, a pig.
Yep.
I kind of lost you after that because I was
got some Broncos tickets and Rockies tickets, gift certificates to a whole bunch of places, an iPad. Aaron's donated an iPad.
Oh, cool.
We got a laundry list of
cool
gifts.
And again, just search Facebook Rifle Police Department K9 is what you're looking for. We will take one final break, come back and wrap things up in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, Garrett Duncan is here with Corporal Garrett Duncan is here with us. Sorry.
That's all right.
I'll do the push-ups later. Again, Rifle Police Department hosts the Colorado Police Canine Association Canine Challenge this Saturday at the Garfield County Fairgrounds in the indoor arena. Again, 22 different animals. Obviously, there will be some German Shepherds there. Tulo and Mackay are labs.
Yep.
What other kind of dogs do you think will be there?
It'll mostly be labs. There will be some Shepherds and some Malinois. I think that's really about it.
Are even though their labs, are the commands still in German?
Yeah, well, okay. I use some in German and just some regular English. Kind of a mix, yeah.
I heard that was a thing, that, you know, most of the time police dogs are actually the commands are in German, like some variation of whatever it is you want them to do.
Really kind of any language, just it's kind of a safety thing, just so the dog in a high stress situation doesn't hear something and think he needs to go do something when he wasn't told to. So,
or stop something.
Yeah,
I mean, it's your safety too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's so interesting to me. Obviously, under the law, a canine, a dog, is considered a police officer. So, if you're trying to get away and you hurt a canine. You're charged the same you would if, you know, somebody hit or hurt you. And yet when the canine retires, they're considered property.
Right. Well, actually,
fortunately, most agencies have rules in place where the handler can actually, you know, for $1 or something like that, they can actually continue to take care of the dog at home. Because, again, 10 years is a long time to spend with somebody. At that time, it's not only a pet, you know, that's your partner.
Oh, yeah. Best friend. Yeah. In the state of Colorado, actually, canines are still kind of looked at, even the law enforcement ones. They're technically cops, but if you hurt them, it's a little different.
Is it?
Still,
okay.
Yeah.
My mistake.
But even then, with all of it, they're still looked at as a piece of property. So that's something that a bunch of people have gone out and tried to change and get them classified as 100% law enforcement. So if you do hurt them, then there are some stiffer penalties, because these dogs, that's their life for 10 years. They are athletes, they're cops. And then if they're lucky enough, they get to go home and retire and try to have a couple years of a good at home retirement, sleeping on the couch kind of thing. And then, you know, usually they pass on.
Out of curiosity, you mentioned Glenwood was going to bring a dog down to this.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, Dan's dog that used to be Scott's?
Used to be Scott's dog, and now he's partnered, Canine Zeus is partnered with Officer Gobo.
Yeah.
They've been together for a few years now. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I knew that Scott was talking about taking him home, and he said, you know, he's still got a lot of life left of him. He's still got a lot of police work left to do, and I know it was not an easy decision, but when Scott Robertson left Glenwood PD a year and a half or so ago, he decided to let Zeus continue doing what he does.
Yep. Now
that's pretty cool.
Scooter was a mentor of mine. We call him Scooter.
Scooter, yes, okay.
And then Officer Gobo, he's been great. Zeus is good. I think Zeus might be the second oldest dog that we'll have competing.
Interesting.
He's 10, I think.
And he's absolutely one of the most beautiful dogs I have ever seen in my life.
Yep. Big, tall, slender.
Yes. Absolutely gorgeous. And capable of, well,
pretty much everything.
Yes.
Yes.
We talked about obedience and agility challenges this Saturday. You mentioned that bite strength. Is that one of the challenges also?
Yeah. They will do a hardest hitting and hardest biting for the apprehension dogs. So we have a few decoys that'll be set up for each age group, and basically they will send the dogs that do that work, that will participate in that event, to bite the decoy, and the decoy will judge how hard they hit and, you know, how hard they bite down.
So this is a person in the Michelin Man suit or the sumo wrestler suit, or is it just a,
usually know, that's how it's kind of done. Okay. I think we try to change it up just a little bit. They make different pieces of equipment, so we're going to try to make it look a little more realistic and maybe do a hidden sleeve. You know, if all else fails, then yeah, they'll put on the Michelin Man suit and, and get to waddling down the
I'm sure
the
that's
arena.
Not what it's called, but that's what it looks like, right?
It's just called the bite suit, but yeah, that's exactly okay. what it looks like. Big old puffy okay. suit.
And again, everybody is welcome to stop by and check this out. Mm-hmm. Admission to watch is free, right? But if
Correct.
You want to buy a raffle ticket, you can certainly do that yep. again between 10 and 2. Then you'll draw at the end of the event or
we'll
Monday
be drawing
morning?
All throughout the event.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So we'll get started.
So it's almost kind of like door prizes, really.
Yeah. Pretty much. You don't have to be there to win. We'll draw all throughout. They've tended to save the really good ones for the end. Gotcha. You know, the bigger ones like the beef and stuff like that. The tickets are $5 for one ticket, $20 for five tickets. And, you know, throughout this whole event, in the planning and the sponsorships and the donations, the community's been great. We've raised quite a few $1,000s to help support the retired fund. And then everything for the raffle has been donated.
You know, I am remiss. We did not talk about the purpose for mm-hmm. this event and the money that's raised this Saturday will go toward, say the name of the fund again.
We just kind of call it the Retired Medical Fund for Canine.
And again, this is administered by the Colorado Police Canine Association, right?
Correct.
So this is, say, because dogs have ACLs too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Or MCLs like yeah. yours and that's then, been giving yeah. you trouble for the last
for a while
few months.
Now. Yeah, yeah.
So if they're injured... they can help step in and help pay some of those costs mm-hmm. to, I guess, depending on the age of the dog, either get them back on the road mm-hmm. or get them healthy so that they can live a happy, healthy retirement.
Well, with this particular fund, it's for the retired dog, so it probably wouldn't be to get them back on the road.
Okay.
That which should be up to the agency. This will be to help, you know, dogs after being athletes their entire life, especially the apprehension dogs, they end up with injuries that most of the time make them have to medically retire. And then suddenly all of that's put on the handler. So the purpose of the fund is to help keep the dog healthy and alleviate a little bit out of the handler's pocket. It's there to help with, you know, dental cleaning, you know, medication that the dogs might be on. I mean, they're... you know, 10, 9, 10, 12, however old they might, you know, retire at.
Sure.
Everybody seems to end up on some sort of medication.
Any sponsors or anything like that that you'd like to recognize? I know you mentioned that you kind of, you know, made the trips around town and mm-hmm. Got help from a lot of different people that mm-hmm. Either gave you items to give away or that helped out in other ways. But certainly, you're welcome to acknowledge those, or if it's all on the Facebook page, that's cool too. Just whatever you'd like.
No, I do have a lot there. Like I said, the community's been great. Shooter's Grill, they did a sponsorship, our Labrador sponsorship, so they donated about $1,250.
That's the big one.
That's one. That's the big one, of course.
Well, of course it would.
Yeah, all the other canines. Why does the big one have to be the Labrador? Rocky Mountain Liquor did the same sponsorship. You know, Alpine Bank has helped us out. Like I said, Aaron's donated an iPad for the raffle. Solvay Chemicals down in Parachute has helped out. And we even got some down in Grand Junction, White Wolf Cabinets. They did a sponsorship. I'm trying to think of all my sponsors. We've got quite a few of them. I know I have them all listed on the Facebook page.
Yeah. And again, that's Rifle Police Department K9.
Yes. Or I think you can even do like at K9 Tulo.
Oh,
yeah. In the search bar. I
like that.
Too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at K9 Tulo. That's a lot easier.
Yeah.
All right. Or if we wanted to tag you or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
We could do that as well. Okay, cool. Again, this Saturday, 10 to 2, Garfield County Fairgrounds in the indoor arena. See 22 different canines and their handlers from throughout the state of Colorado, including a lot from Western Colorado, it sounds like. That's cool.
Yep.
And it's interesting that you know, for you say the third year in a row, it'll actually be in Western Colorado. So
this will be the fourth year in a row. Western Colorado.
Wow.
Yeah, fourth year.
I'm sure it'll go back to the Front Range eventually, but interesting that it would be here.
I think we
so
might have our fingers dug into this on the Western Slope right? enough that we can keep it over here.
Well, and I mean, let's face it. Would you rather spend a weekend in Denver for work, or would they rather spend a weekend here?
Right, right. I think it's just preference at that point, but yeah.
Well, you may be right. You may be right. I guess it's what you're used to and what mm-hmm. you think, but I don't know. I see them wanting to come here more than I see most people from here wanting to go there,
mm-hmm.
even this time of year.
Yeah, yeah.
So does the 4 hours on Saturday, does that count for your 16 hours monthly training, by the way?
I don't think I've used it in the past. I mean, it's not a full 4 hours. You'll go out there and do your event, and it'll be, you know, a few minutes here and there. I mostly put it down as, you know, a public demonstration. We're out there having fun, interacting with the community, yeah. building that relationship. That's one of the that's the second purpose of it, having a good interaction with the community.
Yeah, that old – the buzzword, the 30-year-old buzzword now, probably older than that, the community policing, right?
Yeah, it's been around, yeah. And it works. I love being out with – my dog, any of my dogs, saying hi to everybody. It's fun. I like that.
And again, the best friend, the partner, mm-hmm. the only problem is no opposable thumbs, so they can't help you with the narrative.
That's true, but they don't argue. Not verbally, anyways.
fair enough. Again, if you want to learn more, just search Facebook, at K9 Tulo.
Mm-hmm.
Or Rifle Police Department K9 again. This Saturday, the Colorado Police K9 Association K9 Challenge at the Garfield County Fairgrounds. Again, it is all part of Western Adventure Weekend in Rifle, mm-hmm. which actually starts, I believe, with some free events on Friday night.
Yep, yep.
And again, 10 to 2 indoor arena this Saturday, or buy those raffle tickets from Garrett, or stop by the office at the police department. $5 each, or five for $20. Yep. I wrote it backwards. And again, if you want to message him on Facebook, he'll find a way to get you some if you want to get in on that.
Yep.
I mean, a chance of winning a beef or a pig
is
great, plus Bronco tickets or Rockies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty cool.
We got lots of stuff.
Nice to meet you, sir.
Nice to meet you, too.
All the best. Well, I don't know. Maybe you'll be back again next year. You never know the way things are going.
Everybody's wanting me to try to bring it back, so maybe. We'll see. It's been a fun ride.
but you'll be back on the road by next year, so maybe not have as much time to do all this footwork, right?
Yep.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Take care. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.